This is KVNF's regional newscast for Friday, September 10th. I'm Gavin Dahl. COVID cases are surging in Colorado schools. The Denver Post reports as of Wednesday, there are now 80 K-12 schools with active COVID outbreaks around the state, nearly double the number reported last week. Last week's number of school outbreaks was more than double the preceding week. A combined 760 students and 126 staff members have tested positive at those 80 schools, with thousands more impacted by quarantines. Last fall, when nearly all schools required masks, outbreaks climbed much less quickly in schools. It took until November to reach the current number of outbreaks. New data from the CDPHE published Wednesday shows coronavirus breakthrough cases have climbed steadily since early June. Rocky Mountain PBS reports hospitalizations are also on the rise for vaccinated people. Deaths from COVID-19 among vaccinated Coloradans remain flat. The state says vaccinated Coloradans are 3.4 times less likely to get COVID than an unvaccinated person and 6 times less likely to die from a coronavirus infection. The labor market in Montrose County recovered from a 12.3% unemployment rate in April 2020 to just 5.1% in October, according to a quarterly report from Colorado Mesa University. The Montrose Press reports the trend is continuing in 2021. In the second quarter of the year, the labor force grew to a high of 23,232 workers, but local businesses report hiring struggles. Numbers indicate people are opting for jobs with higher wages and benefits. Local entrepreneurs are going into business for themselves. Colorado's new business filings recorded an annual increase this year. Unemployment benefits ceased Monday for many residents. The city of Ouray plans to initiate legal action against 7 property owners who are operating illegal short-term rentals. Ouray County Plain Dealer reports anyone convicted of violating the land use code could be fined up to $1,000 each day a violation occurs. City officials last month sent 7 cease and desist letters to property owners with short-term rentals who were ignoring the need for a license and were not paying the required 3.5% tax assessed per night per room on all lodging businesses. Several who received the letter replied, claiming ignorance. Amid public outcry, the Sandwash Basin wild horse roundups will end early. In a press release, Governor Polis said yesterday that he wishes this roundup about 45 miles west of Craig had never begun. Last week, Governor Polis and First Gentleman Reese urged the Bureau of Land Management to freeze the roundups. The governor's office and the BLM have received numerous calls and messages from the public. Polis said he's encouraged by the opportunity to chart a more humane course for the state's wild horses. Colorado water managers and recreational boaters are not happy with the timing and lack of communication from the Bureau of Reclamation's water draws. Aspen Journalism reports the Bureau gave 9 days warning before massive drawdowns emptied Blue Mesa Reservoir and 2 other upper basin reservoirs. The goal of the releases is to prop up water levels at Lake Powell to preserve the ability to make hydropower at Glen Canyon Dam. As of September 1st, Blue Mesa Reservoir was 37% full, which is about 68 feet down from a full res, and marinas and area restaurants were forced to close early for the season. By the time releases are finished in early October, Blue Mesa is projected to fall to less than 23% of capacity. And recent high school graduates from the Roaring Fork School District have created a comprehensive sex ed course for their younger peers. The Soper Sun reports the online course known as Causewell was created for teens by teens and meets a high school health credit. The curriculum takes the burden off of teachers with subject matters like abstinence, birth control, healthy relationships, and self-care. Although the current sex ed curriculum in high schools there meets Colorado Department of Education requirements, alumni feel it does not adequately address critical components of sexual health. The course can be found at causewell.org. At a contentious meeting Wednesday night, the Orchard City Board of Trustees voted to unseat a member of the Planning Commission, and he was removed with the help of police. Kate Redmond reports.
Dave Stuke, who lives in Eckert and has been a homeowner in Orchard City since 1972, lost his seat on the Planning Commission at their regular meeting in Orchard City Wednesday night. The mayor, the town trustees, and Melissa Ulk, who can be heard in this clip calling the sheriff to have Mr. Stuke removed from the building, were present at the meeting.
We're here to work together for the town, not for Dave Stuke's personal thing. I apologize. You're a great guy. But this is what I'm talking about. When you don't get your own way, you throw a little temper tantrum like that, and that scares people. It's uncalled for.
Did somebody see a temper tantrum?
Yes, I actually did. You said you were going to sit there until the sheriff removed you.
And that is not
the sheriff. 9661
2100 Road.
The sheriff does not have to be an adult.
I have called him twice. by. Mr. Cook has been asked to sit down so the meeting can continue, and he said he would not until the sheriff showed up in the room.
I'm sorry you're scared.
I'm not scared, trust me.
Frustrations ran high at the meeting, as they have in the Planning Commission for Orchard City for some time. Dave Stuck, while on the commission, was passionate about water issues. But as trustee Jenny Thomason told me when I reached her yesterday morning when things were calmer, the Planning Commission is the wrong place to talk about that.
Planning Commission doesn't have anything to do with water. They do replats and subdivisions, that sort of thing, new driveway, stuff like that. Their job is not water. And when meetings are getting consistently derailed over water when it's not what they're supposed to be focused on, this was happening for quite a long time, and it was frustrating for the other planning commissioners as well.
I also spoke to Mr. Stuck post-meeting. He thought probably things would not go well when he showed up to defend himself against being removed from the Planning Commission. The letter he received telling him of his removal said it was for his performance and his behavior. When he addressed the trustees, he repeatedly brought up water issues, even though they told him to focus on the charges at hand. He disagrees that water does not fall in the wheelhouse of the commission and thinks there is not only incompetence, but obfuscation going on.
We do have in our master plan that the Planning Commission members, the Board of Trustees, and the people on the Water Committee should work together as a team to solve problems. I think they're covering up their mistakes. The latest one in the paper was they bought water from the city of Delta that has water they're not using. They paid $3,000 for it, but there was no way in the article to determine how much water they were talking about, because they only talked about in cubic feet per second. They also have no way to transfer that water to the Orchard City treatment plant. If you talk to them about this, they say, well, we lease that water from the city of Delta so we can trade it with somebody else. And I don't understand, why don't you just buy it from that somebody else? What's this messing around trading water for? It's only they understand it. They've had an accident here that was repaired. The mayor and one of the Planning Commission members said the water crew did a tremendous job of getting this repair fixed, and they actually had to hire outside contractors to do the work. And then when the water was turned on by our water department, they overpressurized it. Dozens of homes had water leaks resulting from that. When the water was turned on, it was discolored and milky for days. So instead of flushing the main out after they turned it on, they just left it with ugly water.
Once Dave Stuck was removed from the building by a sheriff's deputy, the Planning Commission carried on with their work and appointed two new members to their group, Clark Ashby and Bill Thornton. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Friday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.